Now comes a very important juncture in my life. On February 2nd, 1943, Stalingrad had capitulated at the loss of some 300,000 German troops, of which only 100,000 were still alive and went into Russian captivity, all but a few thousand coming back. But the Nazis said this is really no problem. We can easily generate another 300,000. How did they generate them? Stalingrad was drawn out of here lasting 2.5 months, during which they could make plans. And the main plan was to draft young boys, age 15 or 16, I was 16 at the time, and to man anti-aircraft guns and fire control radars, and send these the men to the front. So, and that's exactly what happened to me on February 18th. Goebbels gave his famous 43. Goebbels gave his famous speech about total war, and everybody cried, "Yes, yes, we want total war." And on that same day, or maybe a day or two earlier, I was drafted and placed in an anti-aircraft unit guarding a hydrogenation plant near Stettin of Poland. On the Baltic. At this plant, a huge enterprise, 25% of the German gasoline made from coal was produced. You know, the Silesian coal came down the Oder River and was converted to gasoline. 25%, another 30% or so was made in Leuna, which was later in eastern Germany. And this plant was surrounded by 18 anti-aircraft batteries. One battery up to 18 guns. We only had 6 guns, the famous 88mm gun. And when I unpacked my bags, the battery commander, an Austrian lieutenant, saw me unpack books called Funkmesstechnik, that is electrical measuring techniques. But Funkmess also is the German word for radar. So he thought I knew much about radar, so he assigned me to the radar. Well, I did know about electronics already, having built the transmitter and so forth. So, then my first warlike experience happened at this radar in shortly thereafter, in April 1943. I never liked to get up in the middle of the night, you know, when the Allied planes came. Only when the final alarm sounded would I jump into my trousers and with my pajamas, you know, I put a greatcoat around me and basically fight in my pajamas. And then, the guns were opening up from all of the other batteries around, and there was a zing, zing, zing from our own shrapnel. This was very dangerous because they said if it hits your head, it comes out as your toe. It's like a razor blade. These fragments from our own. So someone put a steel helmet on me. And then something very interesting happened this first night where shots were fired in anger. Namely, I was at this radar and in charge of surveillance. In other words, as long as we hadn't seen any planes, I would have had to go around with the radar. There are two modes. One was like this, up and down, and azimuth slowly changing, or there was one where you change the azimuth, like this. And then suddenly I saw planes in my radar screen, so I wasn't supposed to see them, which was funny, you know, a 16-year-old boy. And then I had to pick the targets, you know. And then when they came to within 10 kilometers, then the guns are